The Wisconsin Elections Commission promoted its second-in-command to its top position Friday. This change comes as its director, Mike Haas, announced he would leave the agency. The commission is made up of three Republicans and three Democrats. They voted unanimously to appoint Assistant Director Megan Wolf as the new interim director. Wisconsin Elections Commission former administrator Mike Haas joins us now. He's now a staff attorney at the commission. Mike, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, let's start with Megan Wolf, who was your top deputy when you were in charge. The panel voted unanimously to have her be the interim administrator and asked the Senate to approve her for the permanent position. Why do you see that she is qualified for the position?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in Megan. She's been with the agency since 2011, has been through a lot of the unique election events that Wisconsin has experienced. And besides that, I elevated her last year to the position of deputy administrator, and she's done an excellent job, particularly in supervising our team that maintains the electronic voter registration database, and also in heading up all of our election security planning. So she has a wide and broad knowledge of the elections field and the respect of the staff, and I think she'll do a great job.
She was a member, though, of the Government Accountability Board. You were as well, which was part of the reason Republican senators wanted you out. So what do you make of that issue there?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a false premise. The legislation that created the Elections Commission and abolished the Government Accountability Board specifically said that all staff of the Government Accountability Board had a right to a position with either the Elections Commission or the Ethics Commission. And so the legislature from the start said, with one exception, which was the director position, said that all staff at the former agency were guaranteed a position at one of the new agencies. I think the concern that was voiced regarding my position had to do with simply the fact that I was a staff attorney and then the election division administrator and was in a leadership position at the Government Accountability Board while some of the investigations were going on, even though I had very little to do with the investigation.
John Doe investigations.
Exactly, the John Doe investigations and the related Government Accountability Board investigations. Even though I had very little to do with those, that was a concern that was expressed. Megan, until last year, she was an election specialist focused on voter outreach, so educating the voters and the public and clerks about voting and election rules, specifically things like voter registration requirements and the photo ID law, and she had absolutely no involvement at all with any investigations. Those were all conducted by the Ethics Division of the Government Accountability Board.
What's your sense on whether Republicans in the Senate will approve her?
Well, I hope they will. I know that she has met with Senator Fitzgerald, the majority leader. Senator Fitzgerald issued a statement indicating that he had a good meeting with her and he thought that she was a good choice. So I hope that that's a signal that the majority in the Senate will give her a fair hearing and a fair opportunity to be confirmed.
Elections Commission member Dean Knutson, who we will be talking to in a few minutes, he had wanted a nationwide search to find a permanent administrator. It turns out, though, he was the only one on the panel who felt that way. Why were you opposed to that approach in doing a nationwide search to fill this position?
Well, that was a decision of the Elections Commission. I'm not a member
mm-hmm.
of the
Commission. Sure, so
I was not voting on it. I didn't have a
right
position one way or the other. I think the majority of the commission expressed a desire to focus on continuity for the commission and had confidence that Megan Wolf was somebody that could bring that. And I think another reason that was expressed is that every state is different in how it runs elections, and particularly in Wisconsin, where we run elections at the municipal level, most states run elections at the county level, I think there was some opinion expressed that the commission was most likely to find the most qualified person if they had some experience with Wisconsin elections specifically, and that that argued against doing a nationwide search. As I said, it wasn't a position I had. I wasn't a voting member of the commission, but that was some of the discussion that occurred on Friday.
Mike Haas is with us, former administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He's now a staff attorney at the commission, stepping back from his post as administrator, talking about the change in leadership at the commission, talking about what the commission will look like going forward. You can join the conversation, 800-642-1234. How much confidence do you have in the board? How concerned are you about Russians perhaps hacking into Wisconsin's election system this year? Call in at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Mike Haas, in January, the Senate rejected your confirmation as administrator, but you decided last week to no longer fight that move and step away from that post, becoming a staff attorney now with the commission. What was that road to that decision look like for you? Why did you decide to ultimately do that?
Well, it was a difficult decision. I think there was a couple of things at play. One is that there's a dispute about whether the Senate's action created a vacancy in the position, and that was a legal issue, could have played out in the courts. But the difficulty was that if the position was actually vacant starting January 23rd, then as of this Friday, March 9th, the legislature, through its Joint Committee on Legislative Organization, could have appointed an administrator rather than the commission being able to do so. And I did not want to put the commission in a position of possibly losing the opportunity to choose its own administrative head of the agency. And so that, the clock was ticking on that. I needed to make a decision about whether or not to challenge the action of the Senate. And there's just a lot going on at the commission. As you mentioned, there's concerns about election security. We have another election coming up in a month. And I did not want to continue a distraction for the agency, and thought it would simply be best to move on.
Mike, you mentioned unique election events that the commission deals with, perhaps unique election events going forward in the state of the world we live in, specifically in Russian hacking, etc. How difficult is it to be an elections administrator in 2018?
Well, the elections world, like a lot of fields, I guess, is getting more and more complicated. There are more forces at work. Election administrators have become used to wearing a lot of hats. For instance, over the last 10 years, technology, IT, has become much more important. We have needed to learn how to become IT managers in some sense. There are relationships that have to be developed within the state, across states, and at the federal level. And our latest challenge with election security now has brought us into the field of national intelligence, and working with agencies such as the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, the State Division of Emergency Management, the National Guard. So there's a lot of different roles and responsibilities we have. And that, frankly, requires support from the policymakers. And our agency has been understaffed. We have a pending request to add back 3 staff that were reduced in the last budget. And those are vital positions in order for us to do the work that the legislature and the public expects of us.
What would your day-to-day work look like as staff attorney now?
There are plenty of legal issues that arise. I think it'll be sort of a two-part job. One will be to assist with the transition, assist the commission, and assist Megan Wolf in making sure that she has everything she needs to take on the job of administrator. And then the other role will be a staff attorney, and that involves working with the rest of our staff of election specialists and with clerks and voters and candidates on legal issues that come up. Shortly, we will have candidates circulating nomination papers for the fall elections, and the commission will need to decide which candidates qualify for the ballot. That's always a short turnaround and a large task. But in the meantime, we also have a lot of other initiatives that require legal guidance. We work with the Department of Justice. We have some pending litigation. And so there are plenty of duties that the staff attorney position has independent of sort of this transition role.
NBC News reported last week that Wisconsin was one of seven states whose websites or voter registration systems were compromised by Russian operatives in the lead up to the 2016 elections. But Governor Walker has said there was no hack, just an attempt. What do you make of this, and what do you say about it?
Well, we have had many conversations with the Department of Homeland Security. As far as we can tell, the report from NBC News is not accurate, at least if it attempts to imply that there was anything other than what we knew already. As you might recall, last September, we had some confusion with the Department of Homeland Security about scanning of state systems. When all the dust settled and we had all the information from the Department of Homeland Security, it appeared that there were a couple of unsuccessful attempts to scan state systems, and not even the Elections Commission system. But the Department of Homeland Security had concluded that the intent behind scanning another state agency's system was, in the end, an attempt to find vulnerabilities that it could use to try to penetrate the Elections Commission system.
But, oh, to exploit later.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we have very good cybersecurity with the Department of Administration Division of Enterprise Technology. We work with them on a daily basis. They had deflected or defended against these scanning attempts even before the Department of Homeland Security had notified the agents, the state. And in fact, in one instance, it was the state that notified the Department of Homeland Security. It's the intelligence behind it, who's behind these scanning attempts, that's the value that agencies like the Department of Homeland Security bring to us, and they're now a critical partner with us. So we're very confident of the defenses we have. There are always new attempts and new methods that we have to guard against, but at this point we are not aware of any successful attempt to penetrate the voter registration system.
Mike Cause, as we begin to wrap up, has the Wisconsin Elections Commission been a change, in your estimation, for the better or worse from the Government Accountability Board for the state of Wisconsin?
I think it has worked effectively. The commission itself has worked effectively. The agency structure has not changed except for the oversight body. And so the Government Accountability Board had some benefits in that it had trained decision makers, former judges, that could take the facts if there was an investigation or a complaint and apply the law and make a decision. Those judges typically did not have a lot of experience in the elections field, and some of our current commissioners do have more experience either working in politics or on campaigns or as elected officials or candidates themselves. There's also a more direct tie with the legislative sponsors that appoint four of the six commissioners, and that can be a good thing to open up the lines of communication with the legislature. I would say, it's still early on. This is the third agency the state has tried to structure since the elections responsibilities were taken away from the Secretary of State. And in my opinion, one of the disadvantages may be that, unlike other states that have a Secretary of State, there's no statewide elected official who feels responsible for the success of the elections agency and can independently have his or her own consistency to support support that agency.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mike Haas is former administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, now a staff attorney at the commission. He's been talking about the change in leadership there, and his departure stems from the ongoing fallout surrounding a John Doe investigation of Republicans that the state Supreme Court shut down in 2015 when it found no one had committed any crimes. You can join in with your questions, your thoughts about the Wisconsin Elections Commission, 800-642-1234. How much confidence do you have in the board? How concerned are you about Russians hacking into Wisconsin's election system this year? Call in or email ideas at WPR.org. You're with us on this State Capitol Report, having a conversation about the status of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Now let's bring in Commissioner Dean Knutson. He's a former Republican state representative from Hudson and a member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Commissioner Hudson, welcome to the program. Thanks for making time for us.
Good morning, Kate. Good to be with you.
Well, we've been talking about elections security and the potential for Russian hacking. Governor Walker has said there were attempts, but no hack of Wisconsin's election system. Where do you come down on this?
Well, the recent story by NBC News was just a prime example of the terrible state of journalism in our country. I mean, I don't know what fake news if this isn't fake news, because there were attempted hacks. Many states back in 2016, that there is absolutely no evidence to support their assertion that there was some successful attempt in Wisconsin or that there was something new since back in 2016. Whether it's the commission's official statement on that, Homeland Security has backed that up, so there's really nothing to that. It's too bad. It's poor journalism. Sometimes what happens is these days, people take stories that have been out there a while, they recycle it, and it ends up being clickbait.
Should Wisconsinites, though, be concerned about whether the state can adequately protect its websites and voter registration?
Well, this is a huge concern, and it's one that is top of our mind on the commission. And the Elections Commission staff in particular, we've got strong, multi-layered, redundant systems. They've been shown to be effective, and we're improving them all the time.
We have to pause right there. We'll get back to you in just a moment, pausing for a news update here on the Ideas Network. Here with us on the State Capitol Report, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about the leadership of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, talking about elections security with Dean Knutson. He's one of the six members of the commission and a former Republican state representative from Hudson. He made a motion Friday to appoint Megan Wolf as the new administrator on an interim basis and launch a national search for a permanent administrator. That was struck down. Democratic Commissioner Ann Jacobs said a search would cost time and money and could result in hiring an administrator who is not familiar with Wisconsin voting systems as the 2018 elections draw near. You have a direct line with your questions, your thoughts on the commission, 800-642-1234. How concerned are you about Russians hacking into Wisconsin's election system this year? How much confidence do you have in the board? Call in, tweet us at WPR Mornings. So, Commissioner Knutson, I interrupted you there as we were going into the news break. We were talking about security, though, Wisconsin election security. Bringing to mind, though, Democratic state lawmakers are calling on their Republican colleagues to launch an investigation immediately into possible Russian hacking of Wisconsin's election system. You say no doubt there hasn't been any, but it wasn't that long ago when you were in the legislature. How do you feel about that idea?
Well, I think the legislature can and should investigate in any area that they think they need to learn more about what's been going on. We've already been investigating. We've got a comprehensive election security plan. We have looked into this in depth over the last few months since I joined the commission in late September, October time period. We've dealt with this with intense focus and effort. We're ahead of the game on this. We stopped the probes and attempts before anything happened. We'll do that again. That's the intent. There's more that we can do. I've suggested, for example, that while having 1,300 different election administrators and clerks and communities around the state gives us great distributed safety against a centralized attack, but at the same time, that's a lot of passwords and a lot of security to deal with, and I think we should try to figure out how we can go to a second factor, two-factor authorization system. I think that can be done, and it should be done. But we've encrypted all our data. There's security. And, you know, I just want to say, the commission unanimously supported Michael Haas. We thank him for his service and think he did a great job in an important time in Wisconsin. And we're unanimously behind Megan Wolf. I first put her name forward a month ago. I've been impressed with her. She's taken leadership in exactly this area of election security and technology. She's been our leader in setting up our WIS votes and our very important myvote.wi.gov site, where anyone can go and check on their registration status or register or request an absentee ballot. Everyone ought to go and check what their voter status is, their registration status, once in a while on myvote.wi.gov.
Let's go to Paul, who is joining us from Clinton with a question. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, good morning. The question I had was, why can't the whole election system be disconnected from the Internet and done with paper ballots that can be certified and election reports that come in from from each precinct? And maybe we wouldn't know right away who won the election. We would find out the next day, but at least we would know that it was an authentic result and hadn't been tampered with.
Paul, thanks. Paul wanting to go the low-tech route. What do you make of that, Dean Knutson?
I think we've got the best of that system in the modern world right now, because everyone should have faith in the results of the elections. Our voting machines are not allowed by law to be connected to the Internet. So everything happens locally without Internet connection. All those votes are tabulated, and then it's transferred over. So what you hear on election night is really an unofficial tally, but the actual tallies are kept secure. There is no connection of those machines to the Internet at all.
Let's go to Beth in Madison. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi. Is that Beth or Bet?
Yeah.
Betty.
Yeah, Betty.
There we go. I'm sorry. They are still typing. Go ahead, Betty.
Hi. Thank you. No, I have a question about the number of voter fraud cases that have been documented in Dane County, or across the state for that matter. And the reason I'm raising this is it seems like extreme measures have been taken by our election officials. A friend of mine, Marilyn McDonald, when she went to vote this last primary, was told that she was not registered when she went to the elections office afterwards. What she found was that somebody had modified her file. So she wasn't even one who received a card. Now, that does make you think about hacking. But aside from that, one wonders, why are we sending out 51,000 cards to people in Dane County to deal with so-called voter fraud when we don't even hear that much about it occurring? And that's as much a worry to me as anything having to do with the Russians.
Betty, thanks for the call. Commissioner Knutson, go ahead.
So this is an important subject. And, Ms. McDonald came and testified, and what she told us was that she found out that an error had been made by someone working within her clerk's local office. It didn't have anything to do with the Elections Commission. And mistakes will happen. When you have 3 million-plus voters and voter files, it's complex. People move. People change addresses. The legislature directed us to do a cross-match using a system called ERIC, that is a clearinghouse for registration information, so that when someone shows up that they've registered in another state or they now have a driver's license in another state, we get alerted to that. That system will continue to be refined, but one of the first things we did with it was we sent out 800,000 postcards to people that we believed were eligible to vote in Wisconsin and had not registered. And after that, we looked for people that where there had been an address change and sent out postcards. Those, unlike what some people have said, even WPR and their website says that those voters were purged. They were not purged. Their voter file was just placed on inactive status until they contacted someone to say, hey, I didn't move. And you can do that a number of ways. Just bring the postcard. You can call. You can go on your myvote.wi.gov and see your own voter file, see the status of it, and reactivate it if you need to. So this is the world of technology and a very mobile population. There's no ill intent in that. I live on a border state, Kate. I mean, I live on a border with another state, Minnesota, your home state probably. And, you know, we have people move back and forth all the time. Your registration could be active, and in past there's been many examples where people actually voted in two states. You go back to the 2000 presidential election. Thousands of New York residents were found to have voted in both New York and in Florida in that very important election. We don't want to see that happen, and so this system helps prevent that from happening.
Betty, thanks for the call. Joshua, you're next in Madison. Good morning, Joshua.
Good morning. My question is, why isn't there a way for me to verify where my vote went to make sure, like, you know, like I get a receipt when I purchase something to make sure that my credit card was charged appropriately. So why don't I get a way to check to see that my vote went to my candidate?
So my answer to that is that it's a combination of that secret ballot, but yet there's a public process for anyone to come. Every voting machine is tested in public before the election. So these are times that the local elections officials will actually post a notice that, hey, we're going to do testing of our machines. You can come down and see how it works. You can run in ballots with various different markings on them and see what happens with the machine. It's all a very open process, so there's nothing secret at that point. But after you've cast your ballot, that becomes, the result is secret, for not just, and to protect you, but even the election officials don't know how that happened, and that's how it should be.
Well, Joshua, thanks for the call. Commissioner, I know the time is yet young, but how would you rate the performance so far of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, especially when compared to the old Government Accountability Board?
I think it's really been strong. The people that said that a bipartisan board with people coming in with different political leanings would never be able to come to a decision would always deadlock. You just don't see it. We composed the board with nominees from different parties. We also have a couple of former clerks. And so what you see, I think, is that it's worked very well. I come with a different background than everyone else in just that I came up through local government. I was a city council member. I was a mayor. I was involved in hiring, lots of times for department heads to police chief to you name it. So to me, when there's an opening, you advertise. Some of the commissioners said they felt like, well, no one would want to apply. Others said no one could be better than Megan. In the end, they just didn't feel like advertising. They were ready to move forward. And I understand that. The legislature wanted to have continuity when we left the current staff in place. And I think, as Michael Haas said, the commission itself brings some strength in that we have our constituencies. We need to have the confidence of the voters, and I hope that we earn that. We need to have the confidence of the clerks, because they're an important constituency for us. And we need to have the confidence of the elected officials. And I'm pretty confident Megan Wolf will be confirmed by the Senate. I think they're going to be impressed with her. She's the right person at the right time for that job. And, you know, there is no 45-day deadline. I mean, at the top of the hour, the newsreader said that we asked for her to be confirmed in 45 days. That was erroneous.
It's an open timeline. Okay.
Yeah, there's no deadline.
Okay.
And frankly, I'd be surprised if they'd confirm her, probably happy if they'd confirm her yet this spring. They do have another session day left. But if we miss that opening, then it'll probably be next session in January to June of 2019. And I think we all hope that she gets a hearing and a vote and a chance to make her case, because I think her case is very strong.
Well, Commissioner Knutson, thanks for taking the time with us.
Well, thank you. Anytime.
Dean Knutson is a former Republican state representative from Hudson, a member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Earlier, we talked with former Elections Commission Administrator Mike Haas and WPR state government reporter Laurel White. This hour was produced by Bill Martins and Nyasia Ellison. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the Ideas Network.